On the show today, we have Safe America Credit Union's very own Stephen Page telling us how they won CU Journal's Best Practices Award through their new partnership with mobile banking provider BankJoy. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and we have an award winner in the midst, Mr. Stephen Page from Safe America Credit Union. Stephen, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. I say you're an award winner because you guys were one of the Credit Union Journal's Best Practices Awards winners this time around. So congratulations. How's it feel to win award?
Great. Wonderful. I mean, it's always great to get awards from your peers. When we heard it from the CU Journal, we were like, oh, wow. We were a little shocked because we're only 8 months into this. And so, we saw it very pleased. Everyone's very happy and very honored by it.
Very cool. Well, let's talk about why you guys won. It's kind of your online. I mean, they entitled it Online Banking Boom for Safe America After System Switch. And the system switch was to BankJoy, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, yeah. So let's step back a little bit. So what issues were you guys experiencing that kind of prompted you to search for like a new mobile banking technology in this case?
I won't say the company, but it was a larger company that we were using that had been in place for a while. And they were going to sunset this particular platform. Mm-hmm. So we had to look for something that we had to look for.
Okay.
Out there, and we knew being in the Silicon Valley area, we have more of a techie type membership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they expect a lot, so we wanted to make sure that we had something that we could serve them. Simple. We don't want to make it complicated.
You know,
nobody wants anything complicated, but something that was up there with a lot of the other stuff that people use on the same platform, on the same level with any of the big banks. Or even big credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of the smaller credit unions kind of fall behind, and we're about mid-size, we're a good solid mid-size, and we wanted to get to where we can give a really good offering. Mm-hmm. and have that be our differentiator.
Okay.
So that's why we went about and started looking months before. We knew that we had until February of 18 to do this.
Okay.
So we were probably a good 6-7 months before that talking to all the big hitters out there and getting demos done.
So how are they impacting your operations and service to your members? How is it kind of adversely impacting things?
It was a slower system. It was we were getting feedback that I can't do this, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So we were hearing a lot from the members on that type of stuff. Remote deposit control capture is a big thing. RDC.
Mm-hmm.
So RDC is huge. And we wanted to have the best in class that we could have with that. Bill pay, are you an electronic acceptor, not an electronic acceptor? Mm-hmm. We noticed that a lot of that with the bill pay system that we were using, it wasn't electronic. It was a lot of checks that were going out. So that would go from, hey, I made a payment, and now it's going out 5 to 7 days later instead of 24 hours. So stuff like that.
Okay.
It just seemed like we were falling back. It was an old system, and there was a reason why they were going to sunset it, and they did sunset it. So it was time for us to look.
It sounds like it's a natural decision to make. I mean, anybody would be kind of do the same thing. So how did you guys stumble upon BankJoy and their mobile technology? Because you guys are going through a lot of technology changes right now. Aren't you guys going through like a core conversion as well?
We did that first. So the core conversion was first. That was first. And that I had just started with Safe America right after that. So I missed that. I missed all that.
Oh, darn. And,
I know. From what I heard, I didn't miss much. As anybody knows who's going through a core conversion, it's a headache. No matter what, it's just a headache. It's very difficult to do. And the nightmare situations and the phone calls and all these stories that came out from this conversion that they did, not that there was anything wrong. We went to correlation, and it was nothing to do with correlation or anything like that. It was just how the management did on our side. We were just weren't prepared. They had an old system that had been there for ages and ages and ages. They just really weren't ready for this core conversion.
Mm-hmm.
And were overwhelmed with phone calls, problems, this and that, and kind of had to look back and say, ooh, what do we do wrong? We need to do this different. This was the fear then with the management when we went and said, well, we're going to have to do something with the new we had more than three vendors. So you're looking at online banking, bill pay, RDC, mm-hmm. you know, all these different types of things, mobile, all that. And so what we don't want to repeat of what happened with the core.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do to stop that? It was a lesson learned. And, still talking with everybody who had been here since I was new, here's what we can do. And I can come with maybe a fresh new idea behind it. Hey, let's try this. Let's try that.
Right.
And let's do something more.
So how'd you guys kind of fall upon them? And then what are they doing? What are they doing for you since you guys switched to those guys?
BankJoy's done a lot for us. BankJoy has been amazing. It's, we looked at everybody. I mean, we went through demos like crazy. We had everyone. Some were just too robust for us, for a mid-sized credit union like us to, didn't give us enough. We weren't just happy enough. We were looking for something that would grow with us,
mm-hmm.
that someone that would grow. And talking with folks at Checkalt, some of the other ones like that, they kind of introduced us to BankJoy.
Oh, okay.
Shai Stearns, he said, "Hey, I know this company. you might be interested in BankJoy." And his name also Mike Duncan.
Yeah.
We'd love to introduce you to him. Sit down, just talk to him, let him do a demo for you, and I think you'll be blown away.
Mm-hmm.
And we were. It was one demo, and we said this. We just knew we could just feel this is it. This is the right thing. They can grow with us. They can do everything that we want to do, and then some. And so that's how it started. It started that way.
Okay.
And then we started down that path.
All right. And so let's kind of cut to the chase here, because since you've been working with BankJoy, what types of results have you guys experienced? I mean, can you give us kind of a before and after picture here?
Just to kind of sum it up, from the 8 months that we went live, so from February of 18 to I don't quite have all of November's numbers yet, but look at about probably mid-November, we were looking at now over a 42% increase over our original enrollment. And this is with having all membership. We have about 36,000 members. So all of our membership who were using, and of course some new members who are using online banking, they had to re-enroll. And that was really the hiccup that we thought, this might, are they going to adopt this? Are they going to like this? They're going to have to re-enroll. There's going to be a lot of people like, oh, I like the password I've got. I like my username I've got, and this and that. And we went up and approached it from a security standpoint. And it made sense. It was good. They had a system that was an older system that they had been using for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, here we had to kind of change over to something that was a new system. We didn't have a choice. We had to do a re-enrollment. So how do we approach that?
Right.
How are we going to approach that with our membership? And how we approached it was, it's a security issue. This is why you need to do a new username. This is why you need to, you've probably been using the same password for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's time to do it. It's time to change it. And they understood it. They took it. They see what's happening in the world with, the breaches that happen that you see all over from huge organizations and stuff like that. And they understood it. Once you explain it and nothing was ever hidden, or we didn't try to do anything that would be misleading.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to had the members' best interest in mind, and that's how we did it.
Yeah, I think the transparency was probably benefited you there, because like you said, of all the breaches that are going on, hey, this can also be a security measure as well. So I think that's a great approach.
Exactly.
That I think more people should probably think about, because when you're talking passwords, and it'll be the greatest day ever when we don't have to use them anymore, but we're in that world right now. So, but to keep updating them and keep refreshing them, that's a really good thing. So, so what kind of percentages, how has it performed? What's the performance been since
performance has been excellent. We use PayVerus for our bill pay system, and excellent. The implementation could not have been more smooth. It's so nice to deal with professionals, and we use Vertify for our RDC, excellent company.
Mm-hmm.
So we were getting the best in class. BankJoy was a new player out there.
Okay.
So we kind of thought, well, okay, it's a new player. Do we take the risk? Do we not take the risk?
Yeah.
And then after a meeting with Mike and his team and seeing that majority of our programmers, and that was the same on our side, we could speak the same language and we kind of talk with each other and say, well, this is where we want to be. And you know, we were looking at that 30,000 foot level, and then, you know, kind of brought ourselves down. Okay, well, what makes sense to where we're not, it's not too crazy. It's simple, it's fast, it's slick to use, that our members will really like it. Because if they are going to go through this enrollment process and we're going to make them take all these steps to do this, what's this going to be, this prize at the end? What are they going to get that's going to, you know, going to be a really good tool for them to use? And as you know, everyone uses, most everything's on a mobile device now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go towards that way. We had at that time, Wave 18 was coming. So you had to have a lot of ADA put into place. So we started working on AI. We started working with Alexa with voice commands. iPhone 10 was not out yet, but we worked on facial recognition that it would be ready for that.
Okay.
Not knowing that.
It's like, hey, Apple, do you know something that we don't know?
Kind of heard
inside line to Apple. Hey.
Just heard some things here and there in the industry. And it was stuff that we're going to bring out in the future. So it's going to be some stuff that we'll use in the future. And so we're ready. As soon as Apple introduced it, boom, we were able to turn that on, and now you can use our app with facial recognition to sign in.
So cool. And there's such a cool factor with that as well. Oh my gosh. I mean, I bet, you know, word of mouth is like, have you seen this? Like, no, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, they show it. It's like, you know, it's, you see, everyone thinks, oh, the older crowd, 60 plus crowd, they don't, you know, they're hard to get. They're the fastest to adopt to this. And they're getting the, you know, a new iPhone 10, and they're looking at it, look at this. I just look at it and it turns on. It's so great, you know, once they get it set up. So yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Yeah, I think I'm glad you brought that up, because I think any demographic now is probably affected by technology, and they appreciate especially the good stuff, you know, the really easy, like the facial recognition, what you were talking about. So I think you can throw the demographics out the window now. So I think everybody's affected by it. So what has been the feedback been from, speaking of your members, because they're, you know, they're obviously technology savvy members as well, being in Silicon Valley. I mean, we're all pretty much technology savvy these days, but Silicon Valley, they're just a little bit higher level than most. So, but what's feedback been like from your membership? Have you heard word?
Positive, very positive. They liked it, that there was a change. They liked it was a cleaner, faster, easier to use platform than what we had before. It was very clunky what we had before, very hard to use, confusing. This is very intuitive. So much like an iPhone, majority of people are using an iPhone anyway. So when we, again, going back before we implemented this and we had this go live in February, we looked and saw what was it that they were using. Well, majority were using iPhones. So, okay, let's kind of build it to be intuitive.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, the big buttons, it's easy to use and stuff you can see. So it's more intuitive. You buy an iPhone now, you don't get an owner's manual that comes with it. Nope. You just use it.
You just use it, right.
Right. You use it and you know how to, for some reason or another, you know how to do this, you know how to do that. If you need to know little tricks here and there, you go online, you figure it out. And so we did a lot of tutorials on our site, our website. Here's what you could do with our mobile app. Here's a quick, like 30-second video, maybe a minute video. Here's how to do a bill pay. Here's how to enroll. And we rolled this stuff out before it went live.
Really? Oh, good for you.
So we had videos, we had brochures, we had employees talking about it in the branches and stuff like that. So everything, and even used some members to test. So we knew some tech savvy members say, hey, you know, try this out. Let us know. What do you think about this? What do you think about that?
Good idea.
So we were putting some in, taking some stuff out. Mm-hmm. And so to answer your question, the feedback has been very positive. They're very happy with it. Not to say we haven't had our little hiccups here and there. We haven't
it's natural.
It's natural. It's going to happen. But that's what's nice with working with BankJoy. Because of their size, because of our size, we're nimble. We can fix these things very fast. I can actually, the day that we launched and we went go live in February, Mike, the CEO, is here at our headquarters sitting in our call center saying, okay, we're ready for all the calls. And, you know, we have the story from the core conversion. There was 5,000 plus calls. There was all the, you know, there was all the setting, this and that. We had 312 calls that were just related to this. So we had everything manned, everything ready, you know, all sitting there by our phones, like, if it spills over, we'll take more of the calls than that, and we're kind of sitting around. You want to get lunch? Should we go get pizza? Stuff? Nothing's happening here. Are they doing this? And then we're seeing the number. We're seeing the enrollment go up and up and up and up and up. And we charted it and watched it, and it just had this big, beautiful, nice just wave that went up. And it was wonderful. It was good. The adoption rate was great.
That's awesome to see. Yeah. Hey, to wrap up here, because I know you got a lot of stuff on your plate, obviously, but what are some of your goals using this mobile banking technology now? What do you guys want to ultimately achieve here? I mean, obviously, to have all your members on this would be awesome, but in reality, what do you guys want to achieve here?
Just a faster, easier way to bank. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really what it's all about. Mm-hmm. We want it to be as convenient as possible. We want it to be as fast as possible. That's what we're hearing back from our members.
Yeah.
We listen to what the members, it doesn't matter what we think or what we want, because we're kind of, you know, we're on the other side of it, and we could think of it, these other things. And sometimes you can get a little bit too ahead of yourself, and people are like, you know what, that's not really necessary. We really don't need all those bells and whistles.
Good point.
I want to pay bills
and
get on with my life, mm-hmm. you know, take the kids to soccer and do this and that type of thing. So, for future, and what we're looking at, a lot of AI. So we've got a lot of big data on the backside. So what we can do to where there's more intuitiveness, and there would be something, if that is a word, and more, where we can make it faster for them, just so seamless and easy. Whether it's on the payment side, that's a very big thing right now on the payment mm-hmm. side. Mm-hmm. So making that as smooth as possible, is payments on us or payments to somebody else. To really AI is going to be, I think AI is going to be the future, and we're really looking into a lot of that type of software.
Yeah, because I mean, I think we're all in the same boat where we're dealing with these retail experiences. I mean, we keep comparing, you know, the Amazons, the Ubers, the Airbnb. I mean, all these really easy user interfaces, and they're just so simple to use. You expect that from your financial institution as well, and your credit union. So, I mean, we're all kind of, you know, trying to get to this level to where everything is so simple and easy, and we'll get there, but you know, it's a process, but that's kind of like the unknown competition, basically, you know, or the unsaid, unspoken competition is trying to get that level.
I think you hit a perfect point. And this is something that everybody really, if they haven't realized it, they need to realize it. Is that it, you know, and I say this to my staff all the time, they're comparing, a member's comparing us to whoever they just dealt with. So if they just dealt with FedEx, if they just dealt with Amazon, if they just mm-hmm. dealt with that, that's who they're comparing us with. Is it a fair comparison or not? Maybe not, because, you know, they're huge, they're giant compared to us, but that's still who they're comparing us with. Right. It's not another financial institution, might be here and there, but most likely it's probably the last two or three apps that they had just used. And if we're not at that level, and they're happy with them and they like that kind mm-hmm. of thing, and if we're not at that level, then we're going to be left behind, and we can't let that happen.
That is a great message. Great message to end on. Anything else important here to add, Stephen? Congratulations again on the award. Well-deserved. And any final words of wisdom, any advice out there for other folks who may be in the same boat that you guys were?
Use your big data. I mean, we all have this data that we have in the background. Use your MCIF systems. Talk to your members, see what it is that they want. Work with your vendors. Work very closely with your vendors to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And remember that we're working. It's not about us. We're working for our members.
Yeah.
We're credit unions, so we're working for our members. Mm-hmm. Let's make this as best as possible, best in class for our members, and whatever we have to do to make that happen.
Fantastic. Great message to end on. Stephen, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Congratulations again. Well-deserved. And maybe we should check in down the road sometime, like 6 months or so, and see how it's going. I'm sure it's going to, that curve is still going to be on the way up. So
let's do it.
All righty, Stephen. Thanks again, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.